I'm Steve Miller reporting. France's Interior Ministry said at least two people were killed when a gunman fired shots in a supermarket during an apparent hostage situation in the southwestern French town of Trébez. Police have stormed the market, and the gunman has been reported as being killed. Steve Barragona has more.
Prime Minister Edouard Philippe said investigators are treating the situation as a terrorist act. The Paris prosecutor's office said counterterrorism authorities had assumed control of the investigation, but did not explain why. The gunman reportedly claimed allegiance to the Islamic State militant group. Steve Barragona, VOA News.
The United States on Friday charged nine Iranians and an Iranian company with attempting to hack into hundreds of U.S. and international universities, dozens of companies, and parts of the U.S. government on behalf of the Tehran government. The U.S. Treasury Department said on its website that it was placing sanctions on those accused and the Mabna Institute, a company described by U.S. prosecutors as designed to help Iranian research organizations steal information. China responded swiftly to President Donald Trump's announced plans to levy tariffs on up to $60 billion on Chinese goods, warning the proposed move strikes pushing trade relations into the danger zone. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying said China thought the United States' move was wrong and irresponsible to act in an arbitrary and reckless manner, and that Beijing will take all necessary measures to safeguard its interests. The ministry also announced it was mulling retaliatory measures that would target 128 different U.S. imports. This is VOA News. A Spanish Supreme Court judge has charged 13 Catalan separatist politicians, including former President Carlos Puigdemont, with rebellion for their attempt to declare independence from Spain. Puigdemont spoke on Friday at an event at the University of Helsinki on European Union's response to the situation.
I'm very disappointed for one thing, not for its position about independence, but for its silence facing the violation of the European Charter of Fundamental Rights. That is not acceptable.
The charge of rebellion is punishable by more than 20 years in prison. European Union leaders, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel, backed Britain on Thursday by blaming Moscow over a nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy in England and recalled their envoy to Moscow in a symbolic protest. Scarlett Vitanovich has more.
Theresa May receiving a show of support in Brussels following a nerve agent attack on British soil. EU leaders backed Britain in blaming Russia and recalled their envoy to Moscow in a symbolic protest.
We had a very long discussion, but reached a broad consensus that all evidence points to Russia being linked to this attack, that there is really no other explanation. All member states agreed with this point of view, and we will monitor the situation to see what happens next.
A stance welcomed by May, who had warned the threat Russia poses respects no borders.
That was reporter Scarlett Vitanovich. Nigeria's president welcomed to his official residence more than 100 girls who were released by Boko Haram Wednesday after being kidnapped last month. The father of a Christian girl that is still being held spoke to reporters on Thursday.
Even if she died today, I'm very, very happy. I don't feel any fear. Hence, she did not denounce Christ. Even if she died today, I'm very, very happy about her. I don't have anything regretting about her.
Buhari, the president, said the government negotiated with Boko Haram to ensure that no single girl was hurt and vowed to work for the release of those still being held. U.S. President Donald Trump says he may veto a $1.3 trillion spending bill because it does not offer protections for young undocumented immigrants who arrived as children and does not fully fund his border wall. Previously, the White House official said Trump would sign the spending package, a move that would head off a potential government shutdown due to lack of funds at the end of Friday. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA1.
Welcome to our Friday show. My name's Larry.